Prime Minister Shehbaz Sharif extended Eid al-Fitr greetings to the people of Pakistan and leaders across the Muslim world on Monday, while stressing the need for unity, economic revival, and support for oppressed communities in Kashmir and Palestine. In his message, the Prime Minister acknowledged the ongoing battle against terrorism and paid tribute to Pakistan's armed forces. "Officers and jawans are sacrificing their lives for restoring law and order," he said. "Eid teaches us happiness, thankfulness, brotherhood and empathy," Sharif noted, urging the nation to carry forward the spirit of Ramadan through patience, sacrifice, and adherence to Islamic values. He warned of threats from internal and external enemies, and called on the public to stay united against hatred, sectarianism, and extremism. "It is our collective responsibility to strengthen the economy, society, and national solidarity," he said. The Prime Minister also remembered the martyrs of the recent Jaffa Express attack and expressed solidarity with their families. He reaffirmed Pakistan's unwavering support for the people of Indian illegally occupied Jammu and Kashmir and Palestine, urging the international community to act against human rights violations. Sharif appealed to citizens to share Eid celebrations with the underprivileged and contribute to building a welfare society. Diplomatic outreach. As part of his Eid diplomacy, Prime Minister Sharif held telephone calls with several Muslim leaders. He spoke with Kuwait's Crown Prince Sheikh Sabah Al-Khaled Al-Hamad Al-Sabah, conveying greetings to him and the Kuwaiti leadership. Sharif reaffirmed Pakistan's intent to deepen cooperation, recalling their meeting at the UN General Assembly in New York last year. He also spoke with Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan and expressed satisfaction with the positive momentum in bilateral relations. Erdogan reciprocated the Eid greetings and reiterated Turkey's support for Pakistan on key issues. Later, Sharif phoned Jordan's King Abdullah II to extend Eid wishes and discuss the situation in Gaza. The king thanked Pakistan for its humanitarian support to Palestinians and praised Islamabad's consistent backing of the Palestinian cause. Sharif expressed appreciation for Jordan's peacemaking efforts and extended a formal invitation to King Abdullah to visit Pakistan, which was warmly reciprocated. The Prime Minister also held similar exchanges with the presidents of Uzbekistan and Azerbaijan, underlining Pakistan's commitment to strengthening ties across the Muslim world. Moreover, Muslim leaders across the region marked Eid al-Fitr with public prayers and wide-ranging speeches on Monday, addressing both religious celebration and political themes. In Iran, leader of the Islamic Revolution Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei led Eid prayers at the Grand Mosalla Mosque in Tehran, where he also extended felicitations for Eid and the Persian New Year, Nowruz.